Hey guys, welcome back to the Wavy Podcast. I'm your host, Gemma, and I'm super excited to be chatting with one of my favorite pop artists today. Her name is Mo. You probably have heard of her. I've been a fan of hers since 2016. If you know the song Lean On by Major Lazer, she sings in that. And of course, she has, you know, a bunch of amazing singles that you've probably heard on the radio as well. I discovered her when I was at Way Home. It was a point in the day where I didn't know anyone playing, so I just kind of went to a random stage, and then I was just blown away by her voice and her energy, and yeah, I've been a fan ever since. So once again, just super grateful for the opportunity to chat with her, and I hope you guys enjoy the interview. Don't forget to check out her album coming out on January 28th called Motordrome. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So excited to be chatting with you today. I've been a fan since like 2016. So this is great.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cool. So where are you currently based and how are things going over there?
I'm in Copenhagen in my apartment, and things are good. Like, it's cold, it's winter, but I'm just so excited because I have an album coming out in 2 months. Two weeks. So yeah. I'm just, buzzing and excited and also scared, of course, but like in a good kind of scared.
I am also just as excited. It's been a second. Yeah. So your upcoming album, Motordrome, dropping on January 28th. I understand the title is inspired by battles with anxiety and mental health. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah. I should say, like, the inspiration for the title and just some of the themes on this album is that thing of like, well, finding yourself again after sort of having hit the wall in a way. Like, you know, for many years I was just never taking a break, like never taking a moment from work, basically. And I it sort of all, like, you know, ended with me just I had like panic attacks and like my vocal was broken and like just all these things that all of a sudden happened. And so which in retrospect, I'm like, of course, like that happened because, you know, of course there's a limit, you know. And I think because I'm so lucky and so privileged to never have tried a situation where things were lapsing out of control and where I didn't feel connected to myself, like this was my first time ever experiencing that feeling, and which is obviously, when you haven't tried it before, like just super overwhelming. And that really was an eye-opener for me to start like looking at how I was living my life, both as a private person but also as an artist. And it was during this whole time that I then started writing the album, because writing music is a way for me to reflect on myself. It's like therapeutic to me.
Absolutely. Totally can relate to that. What are some ways that like kind of helped you, I guess, like more restructure your life or, you know, find that balance? Like,
yeah.
Some things you did to find that.
I mean, first of all, to begin with, like in the beginning of my taking a step back, it was just that thing of really taking a very honest look at, well, the way that I run my business, but also just like some of the the way that I run my business, and like, you know, there were some people that I've been working with for a long time where it was just like, you know, it had gotten to a pretty dysfunctional place. And like for years, because we've been working together for so long, I was just so scared of ending that relationship. But like, that was one of the things, for instance, that I just needed to let this person go. Or like, there was a couple of people I needed to, you know, just set new boundaries with, and these kind of things, like kind of simple in a way, but like just things that I for years had been postponing, like, and this thing about drawing boundaries and actually not being scared of conflict and not being scared of changing things, like, because I think for years, and again, like, it's that thing, like, I was so caught up in this loop that I thought that making dramatic changes, or if I stopped, or if I demanded like time off or something, I was scared that I was going to lose what I had created, which is a very unhealthy place to work from, you know, like this fear, like of losing what you got, which I'm sure stems from some kind of insecurity. But like all these things were things I really during this time needed to pay attention to and think about, and like just dive into myself, like And I hadn't really had time for that for so long because I always put my career first and forgot to like really take care of myself, you know. So yeah, that was a long rant. I hope it made sense in regard to your question.
No, it totally did. Yeah, no, I totally feel you. I feel like we live in such a like hustle culture and like not enough people talk about the importance of like, you know, taking that time to recharge. And I just find even with myself, like I just perform better at the things I do when I actually take that time to charge up. And
exactly,
it's so, so important, or else you just burn out and
it's don't so even produce important. Any work. But it's also, I also understand now, and I can even also, even though things have changed a lot for me now, like it's still that thing of like when you are a person that, you know, again, is so lucky to actually really love your job and like you love working and stuff, like it is difficult to say no to things and to like kind of like set boundaries, because if you don't know how bad it like the consequences of keeping pushing yourself, then it's hard to set boundaries if you haven't ever tried crossing the boundaries, if you know what I mean. So like it's not easy, like it's, you know, because in a way people are always like, why don't you just take a vacation, or why don't you just work less? But like when you're so obsessed with your job, you know, it is really hard to snap out of it.
100%. Yeah, I totally understand that. So I guess just like moving past the mental health piece, which thank you so much for speaking on that. I think it's so important to like have these conversations and, you know,
I think be real and raw.
From what I've heard about the album, sounds fantastic thus far.
Thank you.
It sounds like a continuation of your past music sound wise, with some tracks even having a bit more of like a disco vibe, like Live to Survive, which I absolutely love. Can you speak more to the direction of the sound of this project?
I mean, sonically, I really just wanted to create, yeah, well, a sonic landscape that of consisting of elements that I just really loved. And I mean, not that my previous things wasn't that, but I think sometimes in the past, you know, things were going really fast. So sometimes I was kind of like just going with the flow of things, and like then something would happen. But I think with this album, I really tried to dial it back a little bit and just be like, what do I love sonically? Which is like dark, pulsating synths and guitars, you know, like at least like those are two of the elements in music that I always gravitate towards. So I really wanted to have that sort of like just darker but still sort of uplifting alternative sort of pop energy to this album. But also, as you can hear and as you maybe know, like, you know, I am an artist who experiments a lot when it comes to sounds. And I think this album is also kind of like mixing different genres into a whole, you know.
Yeah, I feel like your music has always had like a really good like dance and like club vibe to it. And I think a lot of pop music out there, like just over the years, has gravitated that way. But I feel like you kind of do it. I don't know, you kind of do it like cooler, like I was saying,
you really like
like you were saying, you really like dark synths and stuff, like I feel like you kind of take it a step further, and that's really awesome. And I was just wondering if you could talk to me just to kind of about how you kind of got into that kind of music and that kind of sound, like what are those like early inspirations and stuff.
I mean, I think as a teenager I was just, well, I mean, as a kid, I was into just everything in the top 40, like super, just like pop, like mainstream, you know. I was big fan of the Spice Girls. And but then when I became a teenager, I got like so into the whole kind of like punk rock. Yeah, you know, just alternative kind of, you know, music. And so I think and that was like a really big part of like my, you know, my coming of age was like, you know, I was in this I was in part of the, you know, the punk scene in Denmark and like activist environments and stuff like that. So it was just a lot of this kind of really, I mean, simplifying it a little bit, but this kind of like darker sounding music. And I just loved it. And I still do. Like, and I guess it's hard to explain why one become a fan of the music that one become a fan of, but like, it was just speaking to me, you know. And I think that's, even though, you know, at the same time, I always kept my love for pop music intact inside of me. Like, I think this this love for alternative and darker, like punkier kind of music is just also present, you know. So I do have these two conflicting musical themes within me, and I think that's what sort of influences what I do today as an artist.
Wow, that actually,
I try to do, you know.
Yeah, no, that actually makes so much sense now, just hearing that kind of backstory. Yeah. And that makes me understand it further. And like,
yeah,
I was saying recently, like some dance music in a way is like really punk and really alternative.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And like, that's something I've been gravitated towards over the past couple years. And I also grew up really liking punk and alternative music. So it kind of just makes sense. Anyway, that's just really cool to hear you speak on. So from the couple of times seeing you live and also following you on Instagram through the year, I've always loved your sense of style. It's been really bold and cool and out there. Where are a few of your favorite places to shop?
I mean, at the moment, I really love this Danish brand actually called Han København. Like they're up and coming. Like I think they're only just now opening their first store in New York, I think. So I don't know if you've heard about them, but like they're really, really cool. Cause again, I really think they mix like pop culture with like underground culture, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just, and all of the clothes, like there's so much black clothes and I just love wearing black, so it's, you know, it's just, it's right up my alley, I think. But then also, even though I gotta say I'm not the best vintage shopper in the world, because I get distracted very easily, it's hard for me to get into a flow where you really just go through everything. But that said, like I really think vintage and like secondhand clothing, like it just really allows you to, first of all, be like more like green, like caring for the environment, but also like to really make and create personal style, you know, and mix all sorts of things, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's cool. I'll definitely be checking it out. I was really curious, just because like Europe in general is like a couple, I think it's like what, 3 years ahead of like fashion in North America. So makes sense why you have such cool clothes.
Thank you.
So your video for Brad Pitt was hilarious and cool. Talk to me about that experience, and just wondering, since it's inspired by your old crush Brad, has he seen the video?
I don't know, like I'm dying to know whether he has either heard the song or seen the video. I have no idea. but yeah, I mean, making the video, it was actually just, well, you know, I really wanted to put out, you know, obviously I put out Live to Survive and Kindness, but then before the album dropped, I really wanted to put Brad Pitt and Goosebumps out as well, just to give a bit of context, both sonically, but also thematically ahead of the album, you know. But then with the music video, it was kind of like just came out of like a loose conversation me and one of my managers had, like about how fun it could be to just, like, because I love Halloween, and like, you know, to on Halloween then dress as Brad Pitt and go get drunk and like go to parties and go to Tivoli and go to this horror drive through, you know, just kind of doing all these things while dressed as Brad Pitt. Just thought that could be such a simple and cute and fun kind of idea for the video. So that's just what we did. And then we got my friends and someone that I work with on a lot of things, called Fried. She's like a videographer, but also like primarily a photographer and a teacher. And so she just did it. And then we all just had fun, you know, on Halloween.
That's awesome. I love that. Do you have any other videos dropping in the near future?
I mean, I'll be, you know, when the album comes out, I'm also going to be dropping a music video for the song New Moon. But I actually haven't seen the first cut yet, so I don't know. I mean, I know like the overall concept of it, but I don't know what the video is like just yet. But I should get the first cut like very soon.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait, and I'm so excited. And then you'll be heading on tour soon. What is that gonna look like? Could you give us a little sneak peek?
I mean, I think one of the amazing things for this album for me has been to have so much time to really conceptualize, not only on the music and the like lyrics and stuff, like, but also on the visual side, both, you know, videos and like photos and all that, but also when it comes to the live show, because I feel like this time around, the live show that I'm bringing with me on tour, like I really think it's deeply rooted in all these like visual concepts that's been like dominant in the Motodrome campaign. So I just, well, I'm really excited about that, but then I'm also just super excited to play these new songs live, because it's always so much fun when you put out new music to go out and see a live reaction to it. Like that's when the songs become real. That's when everything you've been working on actually becomes real, is when you see people's reaction, I think.
Totally. Wow. Okay. Well, although I wish you were coming to Toronto, I might have to. You know what? It's so iffy to book shows here now anyways, but I might have to travel somewhere else to see you, because that sounds pretty great. And I always remember your live show just having like so much energy, and it was so fun. Yeah. So,
oh, thank you.
thank you. Like those are memories I like will not forget. So yeah. Well, you know, thank you so much for chatting today. Is there anything else you wanted to speak on about the upcoming album? Do you think we've covered it?
No, I think we covered it. I think we've been all the way around. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. It was really awesome to speak to you. And everyone listening, make sure to check out her album coming out on January 28th, out across all streaming platforms. And yeah, I'll talk to you soon.